Hi everyone, this is Fatima Gould from I Am Over the Wall, and today I'm going to be talking to you about unrealistic expectations. Over the last little while, I've realized that I have expectations of my husband, my kids, and the people around me. I have expectations of how I see my friends and the way that they should be and the way that they should treat me. And I really realized that they're unrealistic. One, because they don't know that I have these expectations. I've never communicated to them. These expectations live within my head. And two, these people are not me. They don't act like me. They don't look like me. They don't have my same experiences. So how can I really expect them to behave in the manner that I want them to when they're not me? And it really took me taking a real hard look and being honest and being coached by my business partner, Audrey, to look at the unrealistic expectations that I put on people. Because when I'm disappointed, I really get in a place of disempowerment. And I had to look and see where that disappointment was coming from. And it was an unrealistic expectation that I put on somebody who disappointed me, or that I thought that they disappointed me. Yeah, it was an unrealistic expectation. And when they didn't fulfill on it because I didn't tell them, because they're not mind readers, you know? People are not mind readers unless we tell them and we communicate what it is that we want. They won't know. And I myself had to look and see, what do I really want? What is it that I'm asking? Is this something that I want because it's something that I do and people around me should just automatically do it and I think it's common sense? I love a clean house. I like to walk in and I like the smell. I like to have everything in order and in its place, and it makes me happy. But the people around me, they could care less. So I always get upset and I want to yell and I want to scream. And I said, what's going on in here? Don't you people see? Don't you people understand? But they don't have that expectation. They're not expecting me to always clean. They're not expecting me to be always tidy. But I project that on them, and then I get disappointed and then I get angry. So I really had to look at the unrealistic expectations that I was putting on people. You know, you go out on a date, are you expecting the guy to open the door? Are you expecting him to pay for the meal? Are you expecting your kids to do well, like an A++++, when they're really at a B and you're not happy for them and you're making them bad and wrong and everything around you bad and wrong because you're not meeting people at their needs and at the level of which they're at? So I really want us to take a look today at the unrealistic expectations that we're putting on people. And we find that the expectation, and I'll go to them and say, you know what? I've been really operating from a place where I expected you to be doing something and you're not, and I'm sorry. And I really want to take responsibility for that. And from now on, when I want something, I will voice what it is that I want, and I will tell you the conditions of which I want them in so that I can be satisfied and you can know that no matter what you do, I'm okay with it because you're doing your best. So today I want you guys to go to www.iamoverthewall.com, listen to the inspirational messages, and send me an email at info@iamoverthewall.com and share with me your unrealistic expectations. And then once you've communicated your unrealistic expectation, what was the result? And share it with us all, because we want to know. Inquiring minds really want to know about those expectations. Until next time, this is Fatima Gould from iamoverthewall.com, and talk to you soon.